What's going on, everybody? I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks Inc., where we connect brands, companies, and athletes. We are the number one recruiting firm for professional athletes in the whole wide world. We bring them closer and closer to the opportunities that make sense to them. Listen, if this is your first time listening, we're all things billion dollar mindset, all things world-class athletic mindset. We're about winning, winning, winning. And once again, today is another good day. Welcome to another episode of Billion Dollar Athletes Podcast. I am Corey Jackson, like I said before, and today is a good day because today we're talking about the reason why you never need to be desperate. In any situation, professionally, personally, it doesn't matter. You never need to be desperate, period. And the reason why is, and it's for this one specific reason, and I tell my wife this all the time. My wife is an attorney, and you know, she has her own firm, and a lot comes with that. But I tell my wife this all the time. It always works out. That's all I say to her. It always works out, no matter what. No matter what happens, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how gloom and doom it looks, no matter how hard it gets, it always works out. I've never been in a situation that I didn't get through. Like, think about that. I've never been in a situation that I didn't get through. And so when you know that, when you can be conscious of that in the moment, you can make better decisions. You don't have to be desperate. You don't have to do things out of desperation. You can be patient. You can be smart. You can use your rationale, right, and make better decisions. And this is how you really win, right? It doesn't matter what your situation is. I promise you, it's always going to work out. It may not look how you wanted to look. It may not even work out the way you thought it was going to work out. But I promise you, it always does. And so as long as you're taking that attitude, you can make better choices, better decisions, because it's the decisions you make in the tough times that really decides how long those tough times last. And if those tough times reoccur, if they come back again, right? And so you have to know that it always works out. And when you know that, you move different. You speak different. You act different. You feel different, and you can make better, bigger decisions. Period. You know, a lot of people are afraid to go through the tough thing because they don't like the pain. But if you can be patient in the tough thing and know that it always works out, you're going to make a phenomenal decision that is going to allow you to never have to feel that pain again. You do it one time and you never have to feel that pain again. The reason why you see people going through the same thing over and over and over again, it's because they're compromising when it gets tough. They're compromising when it gets hard. They're compromising when they need to be patient. They're compromising when they need to relax. They're compromising when they need to slow down. They're compromising when they need to tell themselves it always works out. Period. That's the game. That's how you win. And people that win at a high level consistently know that. So they're rarely ever in a situation where they act in desperation. Even if they're in dire straits, right? They don't allow that to make them make a desperate move. You feel me? Like, you, no matter what your situation is, you can be broker than a joke, right? But do not make a desperate move just because your pocket's not right. You have to understand that patience is going to pay you. And when you understand that, you move different. When you understand that, your behavior is different. When you understand that, you can look something in the face, know you need it more than anything right now in that very moment, and say, no, it's not enough. Because you know in any other circumstance, it would not be enough. And so don't fool yourself and trick yourself into making these desperate moves. And you run the risk of going through the same thing over and over and over again. And I see it all the time. You see people constantly going through the same thing like a cycle. It's because when it gets hard, they get desperate, they compromise, they settle, and they get themselves in a position to get behind the eight ball and stay behind the eight ball. And they're never able to get over that hump. And then they complain and they make excuses and they blame people and they say this is wrong and that is wrong and the government and the economy and COVID-19 or whatever it is, right? And at the end of the day, it's none of those things. It's your ability to understand that it always works out and I'm going to move that way. My behavior is going to map to the fact that I know it always works out, right? You know, and I practice this in my life. Like, so this is not just talk or something I'm saying or something I'm just sharing just to kind of sound cool or whatever. I practice this in my life. You know, NFL, get cut from the team. All right, cool. It always works out. You know, get injured. Cool. All right. It always works out. You know, it doesn't matter what those situations are. You know, I invested some money, lost some money. Okay, cool. It always works out, right? And you get right back to where you're supposed to be. And your behavior is what's leading you, right? When you behave like you down, it's harder to get up. But when you behave like you up, that's when you rise. Your behavior has to map to where you want to be, not to where you are. If I'm down, I can't act like I'm down. I got to move like I'm up because that's how I get up. That's the path. And I can never be desperate. I can never act in desperation. I have to move with a full tank, knowing I need it more than anything, but I'm not going to be desperate for it. And I'm willing to be patient. I'm willing to feel the pain. I'm willing to absorb the pain. I'm willing to go through it so that I can never have to go through it. You feel me? That's the move. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, I see people all the time, like even in their personal lives, people settle in relationships. They get into situations and they feel like they're getting to a certain age. And it's like, no, never compromise. Never settle. Understand what it is that you want and behave in the manner that's going to allow you to get it. And desperation is not it. It's not the answer. It's just not. It always works out, guys. I promise you. You know, we all work hard. We have aspirations. We have dreams. We have things we want to accomplish, things we want to become, growth that we want to experience. But you have to know, when you move with the consciousness of that, it always works out, your behavior is going to be off the charts. The things you do, the things you say, the things you aspire to be, the actions you take in those moments are going to be next level. Because you know at the end of the day, it's going to work out. And I promise you, listen, you can look at your own life right now and go back down the line. And every time you got in a tight spot, difficult situation, at some point, you got out of it. At some point, you overcame it. At some point, that thing that had a chokehold on you released itself, right? And so you know it always works out. I'm not just telling you, like, this is not, probably nothing new to you. You just have to think about it that way. Yeah, every situation I've been in always worked out. Even when I couldn't see how it was going to work out. Even when it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, it still worked out. Even when it took longer than what I thought it was going to take, it still worked out. Even when people thought it wasn't going to work out and told me to my face that it couldn't happen, it still worked out. Wow. That's a great understanding. So you never have to be desperate. You never have to compromise. You never have to settle. It's going to work. It may not look how you want it to look. It may not feel how you want it to feel. It may not feel good in the moment. But you have to move and behave in the manner in which where you're trying to go, not where you are. And I promise you, it'll always work out. I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc., where we connect brands, companies, and athletes. You are listening to another episode of Billion Dollar Athletes Podcast. I appreciate you being with me as usual. And I tell you guys this all the time because it's the realest thing to me. Losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. I am Corey Jackson. Until next time, let's keep working.